So firstly, Kai, how did your friend dating app go last week? Because last week, if you weren't listening, but you should go back and listen on our last episode, Kai was talking, we were talking about manmates and how Kai needed some new friends. So we thought we'd jump on an app and see if we can find friends for Kai.
First of all, I wasn't actually asking for new friends. No. It was an experiment that you wanted me to do.
That's correct. Forcing you.
Yes.
How so, fun was that though?
let's put it this way. I actually didn't meet anyone new.
You didn't meet anyone new.
But I downloaded the apps.
Yeah.
The first one I downloaded was, can I say the names of them?
Yeah.
Of course. Okay. So it was Bumblebee FFs.
Bumble, are you sure it was just Bumble?
Oh, no, it's Bumble BFFs.
Oh, yep.
Yep, it's a off-spin off Bumble.
Yeah.
Right? I think Bumble is like a dating agency.
It is a dating app.
Dating app agency.
You're from 1983. Yeah. We're the dating agency.
Yes.
Because apps don't exist yet.
My name is John. How can I help you today?
Would you like a Bumble agency?
So Bumble BFF. And I couldn't work my way through it. It basically asked me for my name, the things I was interested in.
Yeah, well, didn't you do that?
I did. Where I'm from. And
okay, all the things.
Normal regulation things.
Right. And so what was the problem?
And then I wanted to navigate for friends.
Right.
But I couldn't work out how to navigate for friends.
Oh, you're so Gen X.
Oh,
millennials will be all over that.
But I still can't navigate for friends, right? But then I go into the actual app and I go into a little thing that says add.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I've already got friend requests from Archie.
Ooh. Yeah. In the area? Are they from the Adelaide area?
I'm not
area?
Sure. I can't work it out. I can't work it out.
Well, the reason you downloaded that one is because I started with something like meetup.com.
Yeah, but
friends
on,
in
but,
the area.
But hang on. So I can't, in this particular app, I can't actually see what the person does, how old they are.
Why not?
What they
Isn't
do.
That the
I
point?
Can just see a picture of Archie
you,
and I can say accept.
Have you clicked on him?
No. Yes.
Hang on. So you've clicked on Archie. What have you got?
It's just a picture.
But where's the information?
There's no information.
Where you can choose.
So I can accept Archie as a picture.
Hang on. Do you have to pay to be on it to get the exclusive features?
Maybe you do, but I'm not going down there.
Yeah, you're on the cheap one. But we did do the meetup.com before and you got angry because it was
Different
so
story.
Bad.
Look, I'm probably not the best at finding friends online, right? So, but the other one.
Well, who is? Let's face it.
What was that one called? That was called...
I can't remember.
It was friends.com.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So this meetup.com guy.
Yes.
What did you find on there?
Well, there was some really, 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 really random people on there.
Like who?
But I like random people, but maybe not this random.
They were scary random. A little bit scary.
So there was a bloke called Sticky. And he was great.
What's his last name? Fingers?
I'm not sure, but he basically just showed a picture of his nut bag and his undies.
Like no, he was in bag. Undies.
His nut bag in his undies.
Yeah.
That's all he showed.
Yes. It was just a picture of his waist.
So
crutch area.
Is that like a hello, if you like this, come and like it?
Well, it's meant to be friends, right? But I think people are obviously on there anyway just to hook up as well.
Oh,
because
okay,
then you got one of those. You got one of those like a spam thing that was from a chick going, "Hi, sexy. We can video anytime," and then gives you a link. You know,
yeah,
you were getting junk. It was pretty dodgy.
It was a bit dodgy, but there was a couple of people on there that looked relatively okay. But then,
are you sure?
I don't know. I'm a bit scared.
What about that guy with the skeleton thing?
Oh,
the tattoo.
Yeah.
Out of control.
He looked like he had probably
just got out of prison.
And five pipes of meth.
Yeah.
Straight away.
Ooh.
Just had like tats all over his head, over his feet, over his legs.
But he had a giant skeleton all over his torso.
It's very scary.
If you're listening, what was his name? Can't remember what his little tagline was. Look, you look great, but maybe, you know, probably not in Kai's, not what he's looking for. You might outshine him, perhaps.
With the colours.
With the coolness.
With the colours.
He's probably too cool for you.
Yeah, but I'm looking for weird friends.
Well,
if
there
I look
you go. You got Sticky
like,
there.
But not people that are like going to be super weird.
Okay, right. Well, that's Kai. Look, Travolta. He wasn't there, was he? He wasn't the guy you were looking for. Your ideal man.
No, correct.
Okay. Anyway. All right. Well, moving on from that, that was just a bit of a catch up on last week's episode. No friends for you, Kai. That's sad.
I'm going to actually try and look for some more friends online, though.
How?
By the same thing. And I'm going to keep downloading apps until I find my ideal match friend.
Sick. We'll be here listening, waiting.
You will
to
be.
See what it uncovers.
You'll be.
I'll
be
have
introduced.
To. I have no choice. So anyway, welcome to the guilt trip. We are talking today about people pleasing.
Oh.
And you know why?
Because.
I recently was on a bit of a road trip with my girlfriends.
And you pleased a lot.
No, but it came up talking about people pleasing. And
indirectly, I'm sure.
How we were regaling stories about where we've actually really gone over and out to do someone a favor when we really didn't want to, just to people please, which is, and it's not a great trait to have if you do it a lot. It makes you feel very shameful.
If you do it
bad.
A lot. If you do it a lot.
Yeah, if you're finding it's something that you do. And I think a lot of people do it. And we were wondering if it was particularly women who people pleased, were more people pleasery than men.
No, I disagree with you again. I think it depends on the person.
You wouldn't say maybe more women? Because, you know, I'll tell you why. Because someone had a really good point and they said, you know, women tend to, if they say no, they're kind of seen as a bit of a bitch. This is in, you know, I'm talking big picture here.
Round terms.
Put it into any context, but generally speaking, whereas a bloke, if he says no, he's just being assertive, you know.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
How we have women kind of have that stigma. Bitchy and, you know, bossy as opposed to it's assertive and there's strength in that.
Yeah, look, I like to think that I'm a people pleaser. I'd like to think.
You are a bit.
Yeah.
There's a fine line, which we'll get into.
Yeah, because you want to be friendly with people. Because if you're not friendly with people, people aren't going to like you, right? So you have to actually please the person that you're talking to or you're hanging out with or whatever else.
Well, do you, Kai? And that's what we're going to talk about.
We find the defendant.
Fault?
We find the defendant.
Fault? Oh, that wasn't my fault, was it?
Find.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Find
fault? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Guilty.
The guilt trip.
So, Kai, you were just saying that you want the other person, you want to please that person, you should want to please that person when you're talking in a conversation with someone. Is that what you're saying?
So. And that person generally wants to please you.
Ooh, you're reciprocal pleasing.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's what a beautiful relationship is built on.
What's give and take, isn't it? What if you're in a situation where you disagree with that person, but you quite like them? Are you happy to disagree?
Absolutely.
Okay, so not, some people pleasers will not do that.
Oh, okay.
We're talking extreme. There's probably a spectrum.
Yeah.
Right, but we're all guilty of it.
But you're downright rude if you don't agree with someone. Like,
hang on. Hello, sailor.
If you go up to someone and say, I think this, this and this, and they go, nah, you're totally wrong, that's just being blatantly rude. Because
no, that's different. I think you can disagree with someone in a constructive way.
Totally.
And say, I see where you're coming from, but, oh, you know, let's agree to disagree, or I think this, and in my opinion, it doesn't have to be.
Obviously, I've got an opinion. I've got an opinion.
Yeah.
Don't shoot me down.
I don't think you can be shot down, Kai. What do you mean, shot down? Nah. Like, not if someone's, like, coming at you and like, oh, no, far away. You know, you can disagree with someone nicely.
That's what I mean. You can disagree with them nicely.
No, you're not saying that, though. You said you don't disagree with someone. You should agree with them. You just said that. Want me to replay it?
Hang on. I don't think you should agree with anyone. I don't think you should agree with anyone. I think you should definitely have your opinions.
Yeah.
But if someone comes up to you, I'm just thinking of recent examples. But it's not relevant to the conversation because of the fact it's very work-related.
Oh.
I've had that so many times where people shoot you down. They just shoot you down.
Yeah. All right, so Kai, how do you know you, yourself, are a people pleaser? There are some signs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. of why you would be a people pleaser. So maybe at home, have a listen. Maybe some of these ring true to you. So number one, which sort of makes sense, having a low self-esteem, like you're seeking approval. So when you're with someone, you want to please them, you're saying yes all the time to going out with them all the time. And, you know, if you're busy, but you don't have time, but you still do it anyway.
You're talking about me in particular right now?
No, people.
But that's me. You just sum me up right now. Well, I've got a low self-esteem, but say yes because I've got time to organize anything else.
Well, that's different. Are you saying yes because you want them to like you? And you know, if you said no, because are you lying? Do you not want to do it, but you do it anyway?
No.
Okay, well then you're missing the point.
Right.
It's when you're saying yes to things that you don't want to do because you don't want to. You feel like you're letting the other person down.
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But that's not you.
That's not me.
Okay. Good.
Sorry. Are you talking
people in you being the proverbial you, the people you?
Right.
Not you, Kai Linky.
Okay.
You.
Okay.
People who have these traits.
Correct.
Okay. Would you like to start that again?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I thought you were talking to me.
Okay. I'll start again.
Can that?
Kai, so how do you know you're a people pleaser?
I'm not sure. How do you know?
How do you know? Well, let me tell you. Well, there's certain traits that really illuminate why someone would be a people pleaser in the first place, okay? Because I feel like I'm a people pleaser.
You are.
Am I?
Yes.
Okay, we'll talk about that later.
Yes.
Okay, but I'm getting better as I'm getting older, but also not very good. But there's a lot of different elements to it. Not necessarily all of these things have to equal mean, you know, you're a people pleaser, but if you've got some of them on your list, maybe you might be a bit of a people pleaser. But kind of explained why, which was really helpful. I think when they're talking about low self-esteem, it's that you're seeking approval and validation constantly from other people. Because you need that for you, because you don't believe yourself that you're worthy or deserved of, you know. So you need other people to tell you. That could be a sign anyway. Number two is needing others to like you, obviously, and avoiding rejection. So you don't want to be rejected by people. Like if people got upset that you disagreed with them or you didn't want to go do that thing, or I often do it with like when someone offers me food. Like you're at a party or a dinner party and they've got hors d'oeuvres and you're trying, you don't really want to have a snack and they're like, come on, have one. You're like, okay. So you just have it because you want them to be quiet and stop offering that to you.
Are they good hors d'oeuvres?
It doesn't matter.
Or you just have shit hors d'oeuvres.
You just have it. You might just have the shit one.
Oh, okay.
Just to make that person feel better. Then they're like, great, thanks. And then they walk off feeling great about themselves.
Because they've spent time making the hors d'oeuvres. That's right.
So you feel an obligation. Well, I tend to be like, well, if I just have one snack to make them feel good about themselves, aren't I a great person? When really, I have every right to turn around and say, you know, I don't really want to have that. And that's okay, right? I don't want your pineapple cabana stick.
Okay, this is going to bring up a lot of conversation later. That's okay.
Oh, you bring it up now.
But what about that person? For example, if we go to my mum's house.
Oh.
Or a party. You go to a party.
Yeah.
The host, being my mum or the host, has actually spent 3 hours in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Cooking.
Yeah.
Because their aim is to please the people by cooking.
Sure.
And then you go around, I'm not eating any of these foods because I'm on some sort of diet.
Mm-hmm. Why did you come to the house for dinner then? That is a stupid thing.
Yeah, because you feel obliged that you have to go there, right?
Oh.
Okay.
Are we talking about the party. Me potentially now?
I'm just talking about you.
Someone cooking.
Just generally. So you've gone to the house.
I think
of the host.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're one of 100 that rejects the food, that's okay. But what if 100 people reject the food and they're all in the same boat?
Well, I would say that they're idiots because in the first place, an idiot. The person who doesn't want to – why is the person going to the house in the first place?
Okay, so
– is this the mother-in-law? Because it's a different story as opposed to just friends.
All right, okay. Let's go the mother-in-law.
Okay.
So mother-in-law.
Yep.
Okay,
if it was the mother-in-law, depending on the mother-in-law again, because there are some scary mother-in-laws. In my case, I'd say beforehand, oh, I'm on a diet. I don't want to eat anything that you're cooking. What am I going to do? I won't be there for dinner. I'd make up a lie. I'm running a bit late. I'll come after dinner. And again, that's people pleasing. You're not being honest.
Yeah.
You could just be honest and say, you know what? I'm on a diet. I don't really want to eat any dinner because I'm on a special plan. Is that okay?
I think it's blatantly rude to be on that diet for that person.
Why? Hang on. So you've chosen to be on a diet. So you are breaking your diet. That person's not thinking of you, are they? They don't care.
They're not.
So that's quite rude of that other person to not consider your feelings.
It's a very social experiment, this,
well,
isn't
mother
it?
Always, mother. Mother. I don't even call my mother mother. My mum always said, in that case, in those people pleasery moments, well, they weren't thinking of you, were they? You know, why are you considering their feelings? So that's...
But it's an interesting thing because, like, if you want to throw a party and you invite 50 people and all of a sudden, like, 30 of those people are on it, like, some sort of COVID diet or something like that.
What? But that's ridiculous, Kai. You're talking, like, coming up with really ridiculous examples.
So one or two people will be on that diet.
Yeah, that's about giving me bad examples right now?
Okay. It's a bad example, but I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking... You should go with the flow. You should.
No, well.
You should and you shouldn't.
Can't tell you what it's about. It sounds like it's about communication. If everyone was just open with their communication and honest.
Sure.
Then if someone gets upset, it's actually their problem they've got to deal with.
All right. Next week, I'm going to have a party.
Okay.
Right? I'm going to invite 45 friends and three friends from my friend app. Right? So I'm going to have 46 friends there.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So then I've got to cater for these people.
Sure.
I don't have to, but I feel like I should.
Okay.
Right.
Because that's what you do when you host a party.
That's right. So, okay, if I don't give anything as far, okay, we're talking about food only, really, right?
What does it come down to?
Okay. So, all right. So we're at a beach house.
Sure.
Right. We're not at a beach house. We're actually at the river. In our case, the river.
Okay.
46 people. I've hired a boat so people can go water skiing.
Wow, you're nice.
Lovely, isn't it?
People pleaser.
I'm not a people you're pleaser.
I'm an entertainer. Yeah.
Right? Is that different?
Because that's what I want to do. Depends on how far you go. If that's what you want to do with lots of people, then that's fine.
Right. Okay. So I've hired a boat. $2,000 it costs you to hire a boat.
This is really – I love the detail in the scenario. Yeah.
So it's cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I'm catering for it because it's a special 43rd birthday.
Okay.
So I've spent $2,000 on a boat and $2,000 on catering. You would expect 90% of those people to at least eat your food.
They will.
Mm. Those 10% of people that don't eat your food are rude. Because what if it was 100% of those people that don't eat your food and you've spent $2,000 on food that people don't eat?
But that's unlikely. Well, now we're talking odds. What are the odds that 43 people are not going to want to eat dinner?
All right. Okay. So, and then all of a sudden, I've gone, let's all go in the boat to go water skiing. Right?
Yeah.
And then no one wants to go water skiing. Because everyone's, okay, they've all eaten too much of my food. They've gone, I've eaten too much.
Well, then they wait a few hours, Kai, and then they'll get in the boat, okay?
But what if they don't? But what if they don't? Because
that would, again, be weird. Why are they not, are you telling me not one in 43 people would go in the boat?
All I'm saying is you actually have to people please, in this case, people please me.
Well, you did a terrible job because 43 people did not get in the boat. That is sad.
But 43.
You did not please them, did you? You didn't do the right thing.
They didn't please me. Uh-huh. They didn't please me for doing what I wanted to do, is what I'm saying.
Well, why did they come to the river and not ski? That doesn't make any sense.
43 people like me and three people don't like me because they're from the app. And those three people,
yeah,
like Sticky and Ryan and Tattoo All Sorts.
Not like a licorice all sorts, the tattered all sorts.
But all of a sudden, those guys become my best friends because of the fact they're
going. You've got a boat.
Because of the fact they don't know me, they feel out of place and not comfortable, and all of a sudden they want to please
this
me.
This is very elaborate, super elaborate, Kai. I'm going to move on.
Okay, all right, okay.
You can keep it simple.
Right, okay.
Okay.
So if I had a birthday. Okay, let's just go back. I had a 43rd birthday.
Mm-hmm.
and I invite one person.
Sure.
And that one person doesn't want to eat or go on the boat.
Well, they'd tell you before you came.
But they don't
know. Why did you make so much food for one person?
I don't know. But do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then I think people are stupid then. That's stupid.
Some people are stupid.
Like, why would that would never happen? If it would, then you would no longer be friends with that person who says, yes, I'll come to the river, but I don't eat food and I hate boats. Duh. Like, but why are they coming?
Because they like me. Yeah. That one person.
Oh, they're people pleasing.
My friend Sticky.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, other signs and signals. You are a people pleaser.
Sign number three.
Sign. Always saying sorry and being too agreeable. You basically can't say no. So, like we were talking about. But the problem with these things is, right, so you're being agreeable and, you know, it burns you out and you essentially end up resenting that person because you're like, you're just saying yes all the time, that you, after a long while of pleasing this person, which you're creating the problem yourself, you end up resenting them. You're like, oh, bloody Jan invited me again. Ugh. Because you can't say no. Mm-hmm. But so you go, I'm going out again with Jan. You end up getting quite aggro and you get that ulcer in your stomach, you know.
So you got a Can Jan.
You got a can Jan. But you got to just be honest in the beginning about what you want. Set some boundaries, you know. Jan. I can't catch up with you every Saturday night.
I don't mind Jan being on their couch.
Yeah, Jan's crap. Okay, so you're a giver. But you do it, you do it not out of kindness necessarily, but you do it so that people go, oh, they're so likable, they're so generous. You know, you want to be seen as being a giver. Mm. It's not very selfless.
Yep.
Okay, got a good response.
I love giving. Does that make me a people pleaser?
You like giving. Well, do you do it out of kindness or do you do it to get people to like you?
I do it just because... Well, I don't think I give as much as I could give, mm-hmm. personally.
Ah.
What do you mean? Oh, of course I could give more.
Could you?
Of course.
Give away your kids.
Nah, you can always give more. You can give... I think what people don't give enough of is their time.
In that respect, you're right. Yeah. It's easy to chuck someone $10, isn't it?
Oh, it's heaps easier to give... Like, it's that typical thing. Give your kids money or do you give your kids time? Give your kids heaps of time.
Yeah,
it makes you a better parent as opposed to, yep, I'll buy you this toy or this present or something like that. It's the same with friends. Friends don't want money as such. They want to hang out with you.
That's right. No, you're correct. That is the good point. But talking about kids as well, parents please their kids. Sure. So when you don't discipline them because you think they're not going to like you, your own kids, or you're not going to get any affection from them, or they're going to be angry with you so you don't often tell them off or... deprive them of something or whatever it is. But then it's kind of making a rod for your own back because they're going to have to learn those life skills later on in life. You know, someone else is going to have to teach it to them. You can't get everything you want all the time, right?
It's good to get given a lot of stuff though. Imagine if you could just, as an adult, just cry for something and go, I want $1,000.
But is that...
And someone just gives you $1,000.
Yeah, but is that teaching you anything?
But imagine if
Donald Trump's a bit like that, I feel like. He's like a big baby, isn't he?
He's a fat old baby.
Oh, my God. No, but like I feel – I don't care if my kids hate me sometimes. Like, but because I know that they don't hate me, that they love me, even if they're upset with me because I've told them off for something.
Mm.
They're still loving me. Like, you know, 10 minutes later, it's like all good again.
You've got a relationship with your kids though.
Yeah, but some people are scared of not getting the – you know, if they're – strict with them.
No, that's
right. They're going to get that. They're going to be hated and a mean parent. Maybe they had a mean parent and so they think that they're doing the complete opposite.
Sure. You're taking it out of context really because kids and friends and people-pleasing friends is a different thing.
I think it's people. I'm just talking people-pleasing car on all levels here.
Right, okay. Yep.
Going deep. Anyway. But I thought of a funny example the other day. Of people pleasing, which is ridiculous when you think about it. Like I found something on Gumtree last year. I was looking for one of these elaborate wingback chairs, right? And someone had one online. It was exactly what I was looking for. So I trekked halfway. Are you having a port?
What one?
Oh, yeah. Can I have a bit of that? A bit over there. Hang on. Let me empty this white bit.
The white bit.
Little dregs of the white Are you even listening to my story?
Yeah.
Okay. So stop. That's heaps. You can't fill a wine glass with halfway out with port. Jeez. Anyway.
You can when it's winter time.
Okay. Anything goes. Trekked halfway across town to pick up this chair, get there, and I'm at this house, which is really run down and dodgy. And even my daughter goes, she's, Mummy, they should knock that house down. I'm like, Skylar, no. I'm trying to be ultra cool, like, whatever. Yeah, cool, man. Then knock on the door and this chick comes out and she looks like she's a bit jacked up on something. I'm like, oh, hi, I'm here for the chair. And she's like, oh, yeah, one second. Goes and gets a chair, which is not the one that I wanted. I said, oh, it was another one. She goes, oh, yeah, my boyfriend's got that. I'll get him to bring it round on his bike. And I'm going, what? In the picture, looked like a really massive chair. So he's going to bring it round on his bike? How's he going to do that? Suddenly the boyfriend comes out of nowhere on his bike with this tiny little chair. I'm like, oh. And instantly I look at the chair. I'm like, nah, I don't want that chair, right? Then I look under the chair and it's all crap and it's half broken. And then I've decided I don't want it. But for some reason I felt bad. I felt bad and I didn't want to disappoint this person. And I paid full price and went, here you go. It's perfect. Thanks. And put it in my boot. I'm like, I love it. They get in the car, drive off, like almost in tears. They hate the chair. And parted with like $100 or whatever it was. Oh, man. Why couldn't I say that?
I didn't
want the chair. I should have just gone, no thanks.
I'm not sure if that was people pleasing or
yes, it was. It was ultra people pleasing because I didn't want her to be upset with me. Maybe I thought she might yell at me.
Sorry, felt sorry for her?
I think it was a combination of feeling sorry for her and feeling scared of her if I rejected the chair.
But you've done that quite often, paid like a lot of money for dumb stuff. I can't quite remember right now what.
If it's like on like Gumtree, is that what it is when you go and pick it up? Yeah, because I feel bad rejecting. It's people's things, right? I feel bad rejecting their things. It's like saying your thing that you're trying to sell is not good enough for me. Bye. Like it's like that. So I sometimes will just buy it, even if I hate it.
Why don't you just, if anyone's selling some shit thing on Gumtree, say, if your name's Tamara, come to my house to buy something because I'll give you a sob story. She'll pay full price for it.
Oh, I know. It didn't look like the picture. Depends if it was a ridiculously high priced item.
Did they put a Smurf on that chair?
What?
Did they put a Smurf on that chair?
Oh, to make it look bigger. Yeah, to make it look bigger. Well, I couldn't really tell in the photo. Oh,
okay.
Oh, anyway. See, that's a problem. That's not good. Why couldn't I just be like...
But you're so strong normally. Like you're...
Yeah, but no, sometimes no.
Yeah, okay, so am I.
That's what I mean. I'm ridiculous sometimes. I'm both. I can... It's the moment. It depends on what it is.
Sure. It's like me today because we're building a house. And I've basically said to Tamara, I'm going to ring the builder and lose my chop.
Like you were like, Tamara, you don't often see me this angry, but I'm going to get angry. I was a little bit scared.
Yeah. And then I rang the builder and I said, hi, I will get angry very soon.
You warned them about your anger.
I warned them about the anger because
it's going to come.
The builder's psyching you up for it. The builder's a good person. He's a good person. He's a shit builder, but he's a good person. And obviously this is building a house, right? And I've gone, I'm going to lose my shit at this builder just so they know how angry I am. And then I've turned around and rang them and he's answered and he goes, hi, how you going, Guy? I'm going good. Actually, I wasn't good.
Pretty good, yeah. Things are going great.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm not really happy about how things are going.
But that's probably a good way to go. You don't want to yell at someone, do you?
And if things don't go well, I'm going to get angry.
So scary, Guy. I really don't know if they got the message.
But that was me being angry.
Okay.
I've only been angry, like really angry about 3 or 4 times in my life.
I know.
Where I don't give a fuck about that person.
They've made you. Yeah. I think it has to push your button so much that it does not matter.
Yeah, and my buttons are almost pushed.
My problem is if I get really angry, I tend to cry before I get angry. Like I'm like, before I even get to the angry part, I'll just be like so upset that I will cry first. Or even if I started to get angry, I'd be like, and then I just seem like a real like idiot, like a vulnerable emotional wreck as opposed to scaring someone. Because sometimes you want to scare someone, not often. Like I can't really think of the last time.
There's some people that are like that. I've got ex-employees that just are so hardcore. They want to scare everyone. They want to scare me as the boss. They want to scare their customers. They want to scare like anyone that they work with.
It's like,
and it's a tactic. But
scaring them in intimidation, isn't it?
That's intimidation. Intimidating. So they're not people pleasers, are they?
No, but I think they're manipulators, aren't they?
Yeah. So
they want to be pleased.
For those people, you should start pleasing some people.
Yeah, be kind.
Be kind.
Have a bit of kindness. That also works as opposed to being angry.
So a little bit of combination is good.
Well, like everything in life, a balance.
Moderation.
Oh, such a boring word, but it's true though.
My God, if your Weet-Bix could talk.
Moderate. What would they say?
They'd say, I'm boring. Why don't you try something else?
Weet-Bix is a bit boring, isn't it?
I had Weet-Bix this morning and you can't just have Weet-Bix on their own, right?
Oh, so dry. Why do people have that? For those at home who don't know what Weet-Bix is, it's like a wheat parcel. Yeah, like a rectangle that's what is that
thing? It's squashed wheat.
Is it? What the hell even is it? It's really dry, like a biscuity dry thing, and then you put milk on it and it goes real soggy. Like a breakfast cereal thing.
It's quite
thing.
Disgusting, really.
Yeah, but the kids like it. It's weird, right?
Yeah, my mum likes it. So it's either if you're young or old.
Yeah, right.
But it's a very, very, very boring
cereal
breakfast.
Mm.
You can excite it up by topping it up
a little bit. Like bananas and strawberry.
Yeah,
and yogurt.
Whatever.
Yeah. How did we get on to Weet-Bix?
If Weet-Bix could talk.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the boring people, if they could talk.
What would they say? They can, though. What do they say? Nothing. Nothing interesting worth remembering.
No, that's right. Okay, let's do a food analogy. Weet-Bix, very boring.
Yeah.
They go, yes, 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 no worries, yes, you can just eat me. Okay.
Oh, they're very agreeable.
Very agreeable.
Yeah, they've got a lot of
Popping candy.
Fiber.
Popping candy, you put it in your mouth and you go, get fucked.
Like, oh my God.
Fuck you, motherfuckers. Well, yeah, I'm out here. I'm in your mouth, bitches.
Yeah. I'm letting you know where I'm at.
Yeah.
That's like the other extreme, is it?
Correct.
And you wouldn't have that for breakfast, though.
It's not good for you. If you had popping candy every day for breakfast.
Actually, you gave that to the kids on pancakes just after we'd had a conversation about don't give them too much sugar. And you're like, I'll turn around and they're like eating Nutella on toast.
With popping candy.
And pancakes with popping candy.
I don't think popping candy is
too. That's people pleasing. You do that because you want them to be excited and happy about you.
No, it's about making them eat some stuff, Tamara. Your kids don't eat. That's why they're so skinny. They're like
they eat healthy. And then I'm the bad guy because I'm giving them porridge.
And carrots for breakfast. All right, what else is on your list, Tamara, with people pleasing?
Why do we do it in the first place? What makes us people pleasers?
Because you want people to like you.
Yeah, but where does it come from? Why are some people more people pleasery than others?
Some people don't care. Some people don't care. Some people do.
You think that's what it is?
Yep.
Well, there are some reasons. Should I give you what Healthline.com has spat out at me? Well, clearly, fear of rejection. You don't want to be rejected. Maybe relationship with your parents. This is interesting. You're valued based on what you do for others. So, for example, in a really small way, I grew up with manners was a massive thing, which I think is important to an extent. But my manners were always, my rule following was always there, right? So I was always had brilliant manners and I'd always get
manners, not manners.
Complimented on manners. Oh, she's so polite. And then you'd like beam. Oh, such a little sicko. So in that case, then that's kind of people pleaser and you're doing something that you're being forced to do in a way because you're getting a reaction of, oh, she's such a good girl. She's got such lovely manners. She's so ladylike.
So you don't think that's a good thing?
I think you need to teach your kids why they're doing it. And I think you just get them to do it. But I don't think you need to tell them, Oh, that's so lovely. How great is that? Maybe. Maybe it's not about telling them how wonderful they are that they did it. It's about not getting a reward for doing something. It's doing it out of respect.
Yeah.
To let the person know that you have acknowledged what they've done for you. Thank you. Right? Because that's what a thank you is. You don't say, thank you so much. That's wonderful. And then get someone to go, well, your manners are just delightful. And you walk off going, they are. Because you think you did the right thing. You didn't really mean it. You were just doing it.
I think with kids is a different story anyway. You've got to actually teach them manners, and I think they get rewarded with either sweets or they get rewarded with praise, right? So
I don't think that's correct.
Okay, this is going to be – that's another whole topic of conversation. Bring it on. Anyway.
Go on.
Okay. Oh, yeah, bring it on.
Bring it on.
Bring it on with my double fist.
Double fisting the mic here.
Yeah, no. So we went at dinner last night, and I basically made the kids say thank you to the lady, and then I actually said to them, I'm very, I wouldn't say proud, but I said something like, that's very good that you guys had said that. They're too young to understand.
I don't think they're too young. You need to explain why.
Okay, fair enough.
All they're being told is that they're good. Oh, yay, I pleased someone. Great.
Correct.
You're reinforcing that behavior.
But they should be taught people pleasing.
No.
They should be.
I don't think that's correct.
Of course they do, because they need to understand what other people's feelings are like.
Yeah, but that's my point is they need to understand why they're doing it. They're doing it out of because they want to be respectful. It's an acknowledgement of the other person. To me, manners is that's what it is. You're acknowledging that the other person did something, or you're acknowledging that, hey, I appreciate what you've just done. Not say it for the sake of saying it, just to make the other person feel better, but you don't actually mean it.
No, I understand.
So they need
I totally agree.
They need
with
to
you.
Understand what they're thankful for.
Yep.
Why are you saying thank you, kids?
Yes.
You know, put some context around it.
Very hard with kids, though, I think.
Okay, well, you got to start somewhere. Just okay. Saying.
What at what age?
Like now, like 1, 0.
Okay. Fair enough. Maybe some people need to be taught that at this age.
Oh, God. Hey, are you ready to do the G-spot?
Already?
Yeah. It's the G-spot. Kai, what have you been guilty of this week? Because I think I want to know, because I think I know what it is.
I feel guilty this week.
Do you need to think about this?
No.
Oh.
I feel a bit guilty about actually revealing the fact I can speak German to our German school friend.
Why?
Because so we've got a friend, she's a lovely, lovely girl. But basically she had another German friend come up to her and they started speaking German. And then I joined in German.
Yeah.
And I'm quite fluent in German, right? Which you wouldn't expect.
Well, you are German, so that makes
sense.
Yeah,
but a lot of people actually think I'm actually not very good at German. And I started speaking German to the two Germans. And she's gone, oh, wow, I didn't realize you could speak German that well. And I've gone, yeah, I can. And I feel guilty that I revealed the fact I can speak so well in German.
Why?
Look, I live in Australia and I don't need to actually speak German to others. And I just feel guilty the fact that...
Where's the guilt part coming in?
The guilt part is just revealing my Germanness.
What? So you feel guilty about being German?
No, I don't feel guilty about being German.
What do you feel guilty about? You're not actually...
I should have actually taken a lot more time to actually reveal my Germanness.
Why? To our friend.
I don't know. Why not? I should have just jumped into it.
I still don't understand. What are you feeling guilty about? You can't feel guilty about... I don't understand.
Okay. Let me do...
Can I just guess what you're actually feeling? It's not guilt. It is you don't want to reveal it because now you're going to have to speak German a lot and you don't want to do that. Is that correct?
No, it's not about that.
Okay. So what is it?
Sometimes... It's nice to have a little bit of mystery.
Really?
No,
are you
it's not.
Serious?
No, because some people don't need to know everything about you.
What do you mean? Why are you hot? You're so out there with everything. Why are you keeping that a secret? It's so weird.
Because
It's like a weird secret.
That's not really. That's not really a. It's not really a guilt thing, right?
Okay, so it's not guilty at all.
Okay, scrap that. Okay, scrap that whole thing.
I'm not scrapping it. I'm keeping it in there.
No, because you asked me so much.
I like it. I want to know what. I'm more into the mystery part now. I want to know. What do you mean you want to be mysterious?
I don't want to be mysterious.
Is that why you don't ever tell me stories about your exes sometimes? Like you just won't tell me anything.
You don't need to know about my exes.
But I do need to know everything.
You don't need to know about my exes.
Why?
People don't need to know. People just need to know me for who I am. They don't need to know what I do and can't do.
Why? What, do you want to surprise them? You want to surprise them one day, do you, and just pop out with something? Is that it?
No.
Or you want to spy on their conversation?
No.
I don't. You want to be a mystery?
I don't want to. I don't have to be a mystery. I don't understand where you're going.
You said you wanted to be mysterious.
Yeah, it takes away from the mysterious
ness of you.
Of a person. Like, okay, let's put it this way. When you and I first met, you've gone, oh, Kai, you're a surprise package because you know, you thought I was this like total bogan,
mm-hmm.
which I actually am.
Yeah.
But I know how to cook.
Yeah.
And I,
oh my God, that
I
was
know
amazing.
How to, I know, like, you know, I have a job.
Yeah, I was shocked.
I know.
I was shocked and I didn't even have a job. That's what I was judging you.
But you're the
he
most.
He doesn't biggest, even have a job. But I don't have a job.
But you're the biggest bogan ever. You're more bogan than I am.
Not at all. I went to private school. How could I be?
Okay, that's right. Correct. Just because you had a private school upbringing,
yes,
you are amazing. Correct. Oh my God.
Oh my God. I married a bogan public school boy.
Yeah, you did. But I like a cool bogan.
Okay.
With
all right. So this is new for me that you want to be mysterious.
I don't want
to
be.
People.
I don't want to. Look, I'll call a spade a spade, and I will be the first person to actually express my opinions, feelings, and everything like that, right?
Yeah.
How you going, Kai? Not good.
Right.
Da 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 da. Oh. And I'll continue on about how crap I feel.
Okay. All right. So, but don't you think that then you did reveal a little bit, and that's what makes you more interesting? Because they were like, oh my God, I can't believe you speak German. That's amazing. So don't you think that just added to more of your mystery? Who is this guy? Who
not
is
really.
This person? So
not
don't
really.
You think that
it's
added
not a
to Oh my God, I would be, if I, that was me, within the first 5 seconds, I would have been like, hi, I can speak German too. Like I'm not complete opposite.
Ask me that question again.
There's no mystery.
Ask me that question
I want to
again.
Show you all the things I can do. Look at my tricks. Look at my juggling.
Yeah, well, the juggling will come later, all right?
Okay. Sorry. Okay, so guilty, that was just a moment you had.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Ask me again.
Okay, right. What have you felt guilty about this week, Kai?
This week. So at the moment, I'm working on my own at work. Usually I have like a few people that help me.
Mm-hmm. But they were out and about doing things or on holidays.
On holidays. So I'm at work by myself. So what do I feel guilty about? That's pretty much where I spend most of my time.
Yeah.
I actually feel guilty for taking an hour out of my day and having time to myself.
What did you do?
I listened to some music and I actually did exercise.
Why? Hang on. That's not – why did you feel guilty about that? You should do that all the time.
Because that's how sad my life
is. That's what it is being an owner of a business, that you actually feel guilty for having a break.
Someone said to me the other day, you know what, owning your own business – so if you work for someone, you work 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
And if you own your own business, you just work the same, but – so you earn the same. But you only work 80 hours a week.
Only.
Yep.
Yeah, you're working all the time.
Working all the time.
Well, you should, honey, you don't feel bad about that.
I feel
good.
About
you should
that.
Do that a couple of times a week.
Sure. Do it, should I?
Not going to, are you? Should.
Ooh.
Yeah, do it tomorrow. And plus, you weren't even like just doing nothing. You're working out even. You need that for your brain. It's good. You're actually doing yourself
that's
a favour.
That's how sad my guilt goes nowadays.
Honey, please don't feel sad and guilty.
All right, okay. Well, I'll feel guiltier next week.
It's going to be a good whopper.
Ooh.
Do you want to ask me about what I feel guilty about?
In fact, I was just going to ask you, What do you feel guilty about this week?
Yeah, I feel guilty that I ate lamb at the restaurant. Remember we had lamb, beef? Lamb burger? And beef. When did I eat beef?
My mum and dad's.
Oh, I tried it. Oh, yeah. I feel a bit guilty about that.
Do you?
Mm.
You ordered it.
Yeah, I ordered the lamb burger. Why did I? I don't know. I don't know why.
Because you're a shit vegetarian.
Okay, I'm the worst vegetarian. I try really hard though.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. Okay, I don't eat much meat. That's true though.
You don't?
No, we don't ever have it at home. Put it that correct. Way. Okay, so. And I had that lamb burger and I felt bad because then I tried it and then I realized I don't even like lamb. It's got that weird taste.
It goes in your nose.
It goes in your nose, like the same thing some weird prawns do. And I felt sad that I ordered that. So I feel guilty about that.
Who had to, look, I've actually gone to a bit of a Buddhist approach where I actually eat the leftovers of your burgers.
Well, it's a waste, isn't it?
It is. And the kids had some meaty, chickeny thing and they left that and I ate their chicken
nuggets.
They have
to stop eating it. That chicken nugget thing is gross. Can they not eat that?
Let's not have a personal conversation on here right now.
All right.
But you're right. They should.
What? Hang on. Says us who literally have talked about so many personal things.
Yeah. But, you know. The
our second episode.
But, so anyway.
Sex toys, saying.
So at the end of the day, like I ended up eating your bloody lamb burger, ate the chicken nuggets that the kids left over.
Did you eat them? I'm shocked.
And chips. And they're crappy foods. Because of the fact it would just go to waste otherwise. Well, it would just go in the bin. And these poor animals have sacrificed their lives for your dirty waste.
True.
Dirty waste.
Feel bad about that.
Dirt cheap.
So, challenge to you at home. If you're not a vegetarian, not that I'm saying you have to be a vegetarian, try doing, if you don't already do it, one meat-free night, day, a week.
Ooh.
Good one. Will help save the planet, I reckon. If everyone did that. Brilliant.
Do you know, let me just say something. I'm not going to preach vegetarianism
but
on
you kind of
anyone.
Are. Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I ate your lamb burger.
Yeah.
But if you've got a piece of steak in the freezer or the fridge at the moment, you've basically got someone else's baby in the freezer or in the fridge right now.
Baby? But isn't it? It's not a baby. Like beef, like a cattle.
Yeah, of course. It's like another cow's baby.
Yeah, they grew up a bit.
A bit, but it's very young when it gets slaughtered.
But isn't that veal? Like cow, young cow? Is that calf? Like what's veal?
Veal is actually a cow that's being kept in a very dark and...
Oh, that's sad.
Wooden. Traditionally, I don't think it's actually legal anymore, but veal is something that is kept in a dark wooden box, fed just cow's milk and not allowed to eat grass.
Okay, that cannot be the case anymore.
I don't think it is, but I'm not very smart about
it. I thought veal was like a younger cow.
It probably was or is, but like veal traditionally is like a calf that's kept in a cardboard box for its entire life or a crate. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's sad.
But if you've got bacon, let's face it. So what's the lifespan of a cow? Say 10 years? I don't know.
I don't know.
So after a year, it gets slaughtered. What is it?
Yeah.
It's an adolescent.
Mm.
So you got someone's teenager in your freezer or fridge.
Yeah.
Sorry to be very blunt about that, but...
Did someone say that to you recently? But you just thought about it. What is weird, when you think of what meat is, like the muscle, it's muscle.
Correct.
I hope no one's listening to this eating dinner. Or maybe it's a good thing. Think about what you're eating. It's like when people say, oh, I don't want to know. I don't want to know how it's made. Well, maybe, you know, but you should.
Absolutely.
Don't you want to know where your veggies come from?
I'd love to know where my veggies come from.
Yeah.
Probably not a very good place, actually.
You reckon?
I've been
up to... Unless it's organic.
I've been up to the tomato farm.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new place in Port Augusta that does tomatoes for Coles. We can name these places because they're so big, right? So it doesn't really matter. But... they have probably 400 backpackers that come in and harvest their tomatoes. And their tomatoes are just growing on strings off like these hydroponic plantations. And that's why your tomatoes that you buy just taste like water. Because they grow in shit. They grow in like nothing but water.
They don't taste like tomatoes. Why can't you be bothered eating tomatoes?
They're the most boring thing.
Because grow they don't your tomatoes. Taste like it. Yeah.
That's why that's why we, as a father and a husband and children, bought your tomato plant for Mother's Day. Yeah,
got to plant that.
We've planted it for you. It's dead.
Is it? Yeah. Why did you buy it in the winter though? That's silly.
It's not silly. Well, you just didn't look after it.
What do you mean? It gets water. It's out there.
Yeah. Died.
Is it dead?
Yeah.
No, it died because it was wintry and cold and they meant to be in the hot sun. You should not have bought me them in winter during COVID.
Oh, true.
Plus, buying me plants when I'm the worst plant looker after ever, terrible. Can you not buy any plants for my birthday? I can't look after them. Even the inside ones that they say, this will never die. You can't kill it. I will kill it. Like overwater it, or I can never get them to look really, you know, I've never had a plant in my house where this looks big and,
In my house.
In my house that's like all leafy and green. Do you know your mother cleans the leaves of her plants?
I know.
With a special oil.
Disgusting. I gave her that oil.
She actually sits there and every single one, she'll, you know, how it gets dust on it, she'll clean it.
Have you seen how lovely they look though?
They look amazing. Mm. Maybe she can do my plants when I get them.
She won't.
No.
You got to look after your own plants.
Man, I'm such a plant killer.
They're the rules of owning a plant. Even it's like your cat.
Yeah.
Clean the leaves of your cat.
Oh, I'm the only one who looks after that bloody cat in this house.
Because the cat comes up to you and like strokes its body against your leg.
I love that.
Going, I'm hungry.
Well, we really went on a tangent there, didn't we? Into vegetarianism.
Absolutely. Love people. I love people.
People love them. And love them.
I want to please them. No, I do. Okay.
Let's just end it once for all. Wrap it up. Would you say now, after discussing this, are you a people pleaser, Kai?
I'd say 50% of the time, all the time.
Right.
Are you a people pleaser?
I'd be 65%, 70%. I think I'm getting better as I go. I'm being more mindful of it and more conscious of it. I try not to be. So I will say no more often without lying. Just say no or yep. That's what I do. Do you have a people-pleasing song to please the people?
Yep.
All right, go on.
This song is called People-Pleasing.
Right.
I know a song that'll people please. I know a song that'll people please. It goes something like this. People please, people please, people please. I'm 70% there, my name is Tamara. And I'm 50% there, my name is Kai.
Oh, this makes me feel a little bit sick.
But if you want to people please, you can go 100%. Or you don't have to people
please. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Guilty.
The Guilt Trip.